Blog Talk Radio.
River of life, fill me with your joy, River of life. of a great God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Well, river of life.
Come and wash over me. River of life. Fill me with your joy. River of life. Love it everyone.
Yeah. I'm gonna pray.
I'm gonna
between 2 and 3 million strong, stood before the lapping waves of the briny Red Sea. Billows of dust were boiling behind them, as free Pharaoh with the most crack cavalry legions in the world were fastly coming down upon the people of God. Little boy asked his daddy, "What are we going to do? It's a sea in front of us. Egyptians are behind us. What are we going to do?" Aaron said to Moses, his brother, "Big brother, we got Egyptians behind us. We got the Red Sea in front of us. What are we going to do?" Some of you here today, some of you by television, by radio, by the internet, the devil has hit you a pretty good blow in the last few days. You're saying right now, "What are we going to do?" I believe Moses might have said, just before he laid that rod, "Well, oh my Lord, gonna leave me out." Said, "I know my Lord, gonna leave me out." Oh, that makes the devil mad. "Oh my Lord, that makes the devil mad. I'm gonna pray. Gonna bleed. Gonna confess. Gonna shout. Gonna say." "I'm gonna hold that nail charred hand. And I know my Lord. Devil chasing, sin killing, true blue, red, hot, blood, bought, God given, Jesus loving, indoor, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, camp meeting. You may be seated. If you need prayer this morning, we believe the Lord still heals the sick. We believe He still delivers from the bondages of darkness. I want you to come, please, while the elders now come. Jesus is sweetest. For these folk who have walked up here today, but those by radio, by television, by the internet, that healing virtue would flow into that physical frame. And Lord, we take authority over disease, over cancer, over heart trouble, over migraine headaches, over arthritis, over female disorders, over nervous conditions. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. We take authority over bondages of darkness, alcohol, pornography, drugs, nicotine, gambling. In the name of Jesus, be free of these bondages, and we give you praise and glory. And everybody said amen and amen. Oh.
And throw wide Good evening, friends and neighbors of Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come to your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters or anything that will separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strength, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust that he is moving in you. I want to war your patience for just a few moments and speak from the topic of peace, though we go through struggles. Peace, though we go through the struggles. I'm reminded of when Jesus was in the bottom of the ship, asleep, and a great storm arose, and somebody said, go down and wake up Jesus. And they said it with a little bit of an attitude. They said, carest thou not that thou perish? Jesus just simply got up and rebuked the wind and spoke to the water. And see, a lot of times the things we go through, we rebuke the wrong thing and we speak to the wrong thing, because every wind that blows, we seem to blow with it. Yeah. But Jesus said, I feel this. Jesus said, peace be still to the water. I'm reminded of the story when Moses was in the wilderness. I'm reminded of a story that the first time that he led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness, that he stretched forth his rod and the sea divided, and they were able to walk on dry land. But the second time that this happened, Jesus said, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to modify it just a little bit. We are going to speak to the rock this time, and water will flow out of it. Yeah. Moses, so angry at the people that instead of speaking
to the rock. He struck the rock a second time. Now, why would Moses struck the rock a second time when Jesus only had to die once? There was not two crucifixions. There was only one. I come to tell you today that God will give you peace though you go through your struggle. Yes, yes, there are many times in this life that we ask the question, why am I going through? But just remember that you started out with Jesus and you're going through. I'm going through, I'm going through. I trespassed whatever it was due. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I started with Jesus and I'm going through. If you're going through today, speak to the rock, because Jesus is the rock. And speak to the rock, because Jesus is the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the rock of our healing. He's the rock that brings to life every dead person will rise up if you just speak to it. See, a lot of times we often have to shed a tear, and a lot of times we often have to cry out to God, but God will hear and answer by and by. Yes, he will hear your favorite cry, and he will answer by and by. We will understand it better by and by.